Welcome to Masechet Shabbos, Perachov Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 21, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah continues to speak about the laws of Muktzah, moving items that are prohibited to move on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Noitel Adam es benoy, a person may pick up their child in the home or in an enclosed area, v'ha'evan biyado, as the child is carrying a stone. Even though a stone is Muktzah, you're not allowed to move a stone. However, and the child wants to hold on to it, the halacha is the father may carry the child. Now, usually that would not be okay. However, in this situation, the Rishonim explain that if one were to take the stone away from the child, it would cause him distress, and therefore the rabbis permitted it in this situation. The Gemara also explains that it's only a stone, that if the child drops the stone, the father's not going to help bend down without thinking and pick it up because it's just a stone. But if it's an object of values such as a coin, the halacha is the father is not allowed to pick the child up because he may drop it and the father may come to pick it up and that would be prohibited. Similarly, says the Mishnah v'chaukala, a person is allowed to pick up a basket full of fruit v'evan besocha if there's a stone inside of it. The reason for that is because the basket is called a basis, it's a receptacle or a support to two things, something which is permitted and something which is prohibited. The fruit that's inside of it is permitted to be moved. The stone is prohibited. And he holds that the law is that one may move that on Shabbos. There's actually quite a bit of discussion in the Gemara about this. It's not so simple that we always say that. The Gemara says that it's talking about a situation where you can't remove the fruit in any other way because the fruit will get ruined. It's fruit that's wet or it's fruit that's mushy. But that's a larger discussion. Continues the Mishnah, Umetaltlin, one may move on Shabbos Truma Temeya Im HaTahora. A person may move a Truma that became Tamei, ritually impure. Again, Truma is the 1/50th that one separates from his crops and gives to the Kohen. So if it becomes Tamei, the law is that it is Muktzah. You can't use it, you can't eat it, so it's considered Muktzah. But if, let's say, you have Truma Tahora and Truma Temeya, that means you have regular standard Truma that's Tahar, that's pure, it's not a problem. With Truma Temeya, with spiritually unclean Truma, the halacha is you're allowed to move it even though you can't move the Truma Temeya. Ve'im ha'chulin. Also, if you have Truma Temeya, unclean or spiritually unclean Truma, together with regular crops, regular fruit, then the law is that one may move it. The Gemara here explains as well that we're talking about a situation where the pure stuff, the stuff that's not muktzah, the regular, ordinary fruits, are beneath the truma tumeya, the impure truma. The only way to get to it is by moving them. But if not, just take the regular fruit away from the top and don't move it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af ma'alinas hameduma be'echad umeya. One may also separate one piece from meduma if it's 100 to 1. So what does this mean exactly? So the halacha, the law is like this, that if one measurement of truma, again, truma is this 1/50th that's given to the kohen and has kedusha, has holiness, only a kohen's allowed to eat it, etc., etc. And that falls in to, so you have to say it's an apple, and that falls into a large basket of apples. So if there's less than 100 regular apples in it, the entire thing is considered meduma, excuse me, the entire mixture gets the status of truma, and a non-kohen is not allowed to eat it. However, let's say this one apple falls into a large bushel of apples, and there's 100 times, so there's at least 100 apples corresponding to this one apple, then the law is that the truma is batel, it loses its identity, and the entire bushel is permitted to be eaten even by a non-kohen. However, the chachamim teach us, the law is that even though it's permitted to eat that, and you can eat, you know, an apple from that bushel, but you need to separate at least one apple and give it to the kohen, because if not, it comes out that you're stealing from the kohen because you end up eating one apple that doesn't belong to you. And the rest of it, once you do that, is permitted to be eaten even by a non-kohen. So the Mishnah teaches us that Rabbi Yehuda says that a person is allowed to take that last single apple out of the bushel. And even though I would say maybe that's called misakein, which means you're rectifying, you're fixing, you're making something fit on Shabbos, the law is that it's permitted. Why? Because since you're allowed to eat from this mixture even before you take out that last apple, because you could say, you know what, one of those apples that's somewhere on the left side, that apple will be the one that I'm going to separate. So since you could eat it without doing that, the halacha is that you can even separate that last one and do it on Shabbos. Wishing you a wonderful, beautiful, restful, and uplifting Shabbos.